Talented little chappy there. Justin Haywood, his birthday is today. He's 38 years old. He used to be in the Moody Blues, and he went solo, and he's done all sorts, hasn't he? Did a bit for Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. That was nearly a hit, you know, a few years ago for Justin Haywood. A long mirror to you. My birthday today also, we have Thomas Dolby, who is 26 years old. He of Wind Power and things like that. Dan McCafferty, who used to be with Nazareth. I wonder if he still is. Anyway, he's 38 years old. And also we've got Cliff Richard. Yes, it's Cliff Richard's birthday today. He was born in 1940 this very day, which makes him 44. And we'll play a Cliff Richard record in a second. But first of all, we say thank you to Auntie Irene, Uncle Norman, Amanda and Paul. And the message is see you tonight, and that comes from Karen and Vicky Bolton. And also say hello to their mum, Stella. Hello, Mum.
Hello, Stella.
Give us a wave. Now, I know where Karen and Vicky Bolton are, and Stella for that matter. We'll get the afternoon...
Where are they, Stella's?
In Cheltenham.
That's right, yes. Better late than never. We'll get them rehearsed a bit better, all right? Okay, then. Auntie Eileen, Irene, Uncle Norman, Amanda and Paul. It's Cliff Richard for you, and he's having trouble finding where Carrie lives, you know.
Sorry to disturb you, but I was in the neighborhood. About a friend, another picture, could you take a look? Oh, I appreciate your visit.
Turning my
Cliff Richard, he's getting on a bit now, isn't he? 44 years old today, and Carrie doesn't live here anymore. There's millions of people who do live here. Hello, everybody. Utter silence.
Utter silence.
It's amazing, isn't it? Coming up after this, which is Stephanie Mills and the Medicine Song, we'll have the first batch of stars and horoscopes for you, all right? Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Aquarius. Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. Stand by for that. Life is no surprise, I'm staying with you. Sure, you're acting midnight stuff that showed me what to do. Kept my cool, I think no fool, you think you're nothing weird. I know how to keep you out, because I know where you've been. You think that they really want to do. For hospital radio is that one, you know, because well, they all used to ask for a spoonful of sugar. It's very boring, you know, Julie Andrews and all those goats. Play that one now, the Medicine Song, Stephanie Mills. It's 24 and a half minutes past 12 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon from Calderdale Sound. 217 metres in the medium wave band. Yeah, ultra funky today, don't you think, on the programme? Yes, ultra funky! Anyway, it's Stars and Horoscopes time now. And here's the first lot. First of all, we'll have a look at Aquarius. Now, this is a member of the opposite sex. Is cool in approaching you. Ah, some stress is likely to build up during the week, but it won't last. Thank goodness, it says. Pisces, now, where home life isn't well favoured at the moment, I'm afraid. Misunderstandings can be expected, and shopping sprees are likely to be very, very successful. Now, here's mine. I'm an Aryan, you know. Notice. Yes. A friend's misfortunes are on your mind at the moment. You may have to give some practical help, but don't get too deeply involved. Keep a watchful eye on financial matters. Well, that's me keeping my hand on me again this week. Taurus, now you're likely to come into contact with an important person who could influence future benefits. Eh? That's what it says here. You'll receive some information you need from an unexpected source.
Ooh!
Well, so don't forget, there's loads and loads of horoscopes to come yet. We've only had the first four, so stay tuned for that. And if I've got the next record on the birthday file coming up right now, in fact, right after the break.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now it's my last clean shirt.
I'm better now, would you?
But I've got nothing else to wear. And if we don't get a move on, we're going to be late.
Look, I'll tell you what. Here's on my Common Air Fan sweatshirt. Here, I'll put it on.
Well, that's very kind of you, Beryl, but do you think it's smart enough?
Yes. Why not? It looks really nice. With jeans, trousers, or even a jacket.
Oh, yeah. Looks really great.
Go on. Mount them up with a Coverall Sand sweatshirt available in white, small, medium, or large. And they're only £5.75. Order your sweatshirt now by calling Todmorden 3614.
It's very good, though. It's the Carpenters. And, of course, Richard Carpenter's birthday is tomorrow. He's 38. And it's a shame that Karen Carpenter is no longer with us. She popped her clogs about a year and a half ago. Great shame, that, because she had a lovely clogs. Anyway, Richard Carpenter's birthday is tomorrow. As I say, he's 38 years old. More horoscopes coming up right now. And we reached Gemini, didn't we? Well, here it is then. Tension and conflict in romantic affairs are indicated for Gemini this week. You'll be happier spending your spare time among members of your own sex, and you're likely to be told an intriguing secret. Shock horror. Half past 12 exactly, and we move on to Cancer. Now think carefully before accepting an invitation. People having accommodation troubles may get a good offer from an unexpected quarter. Or even more unexpected, it could be a third. Romance is quite quiet for you, Cancers, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Now, Leo, the planetary influences are against your sign during the early part of the week. Keep yourself to yourself until Wednesday. And, well, by Wednesday, things should be a little bit normal, so towards the weekend. Right, so back to normal for next weekend. And before the next track of music, here's Virgo. Don't be forced into taking sides during an argument, or you may be blamed for the results. A sudden upward trend in popularity is likely, and you'll be granted certain favours. Oh, I can just see now, David Sinclair in the Fairy Godmother frock with a Coverdale Sound magic wand.
I grant you three wishes.
You haven't seen him in that frock, have you? It looks very fetching, actually. We were thinking of letting him model for the Coverdale Sound Christmas tree, but I'm not sure about that. 12:31 on a Sunday afternoon from 217. Ella Wills, a new entry in the Coverdale Sound charts this week, and she's gonna get along without you now. Of course, David Sinclair has to play the 12-inch version. Got a little devil. Right, back to the birthday file, and this bloke, it's his birthday tomorrow, Monday the 15th of October, and he is 46 years old. Marv Johnson.
Rose,
with his only hit.
Somehow I know she knows this love deep in my heart is still alive.
Marv Johnson, and I'll pick my nose. Oh, I'll pick a rose for my rose. That's it. Something like that. Okay, it's 22 before 1 o'clock, and Barry Maguire, you know, he was the one that had the Eve of Destruction. He is 47 tomorrow. Jim Reeves released his 40 Golden Greats LP.
Wow.
Yes, Jim Reeves, hot stuff. That was 9 years ago today. Tomorrow, rather. And Emil Ford, it's his birthday. He'll be 47 years old this coming Tuesday. And now, Coral Sound Mega Productions presents Emil Ford and the Checkmates. I once saw Emil Ford in concert.
What do you want to make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say. They make me glad, they make me sad. They make me want a lot of things that I never had. You fooling around with me now. Well, hell, you need me on and then you run away. Well, that's all right. I'll get you alone tonight. And baby, you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you want to make the eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say.
Businessman, aren't you?
Yes.
And there's a little puzzle for you. If you wanted to advertise your business effectively, where would you go?
Newspaper?
No, you can do it much cheaper than that, and to a wider audience. I'll have another thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, it's easy. The answer's Cold as Earth Sound. It's very cheap, very effective, and it's just a phone call away.
To advertise on Cold as Earth Sound, call 3614.
There, I told you it was easy.
Dead easy. Yes, 3614. Cold as Earth Sound is going commercial. Whatever next.
Oh.
say for you, for black or white, for grown-up children too. Now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the streets. Won't somebody help me?
On the Dave Scott programme for a Sunday afternoon, we have a very, very special gadget here. Right, it's a special little box here, a little black box, and we've got three twiddly little buttons on it. And what we can do is, we have a record like that from the charts, right? And what we can do, we can feed this little box. When we press this button here, press this little button, it can change part of the song into a different language. It's very clever. Right, it's that same record again, it's an example, right? Right, I'll press the button in a minute and they'll sing in a different language, you ready?
In this heart of mine, I found a place for you, for black or white, for grown-up children too. Now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the streets. Won't somebody help me?
Right, so don't forget the button, that's it. Let's try it again, go on. Two at once, how about that? Like that, crew. Could we have a round of applause, please, to the little black box?
Oh, yes, very good, yes.
Oh, yes, fabulous, then. Oh, the wonders of modern wireless, I tell you. These damn Japanese are very clever, aren't they? Right, okay, it's competition time now. Are you ready for this? Commercial, please, or even fanfare. Great stuff. Okay, it's... what's this Radio Todd beat?
I don't know, they insist on calling it that.
Very naughty of them. Anyway, it's a great competition, this. And all we want you to do is call in with three answers. It's a three-part question, and there's a great prize. There's a £10 drinks voucher to be won, and a trip for two, get this, to Tetley's Brewery in Leeds. And I presume it's everybody under over 18. Is it?
Well, I suppose so. We're going to have to say that technically, aren't we?
I want to go. All right, so it's a trip for two to Tetley's Brewery in Leeds tomorrow evening. And also a £10 drinks voucher for a good night out or not, couldn't you? All we want to know is, how many pints are there in a kilderkin? How many pints are there in a firkin? Who's written this? And how many pints are there in a pin? Right? Three-part question. How many pints in a kilderkin, a firkin, and a pin? If you think you know the answers to those, then call us now on 3614 and you could win those wonderful prizes. We'll be drawing the answer and the win out at around about 4:30 this afternoon. And all that lot has been sponsored by The House That Jack Built. I should have played that record really today, shouldn't I?
Young girl, get out of my mind. To believe you're old enough to give me love.
just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be in love with me, that come on, look is in your eyes. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run.
Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and it's his birthday on Wednesday, Wednesday the 17th, and he'll be 42 years old. My goodness. Two more people to have their birthday on the birthday file, and that's going to be up shortly. Also, the rest of your stars and horoscopes. That's Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, and Capricorn. We'll have the rest of those right after the break, because...
We'll be back in just a sec.
Bye.
Who lit a fire once and then went back? Who burned his hair up, made his face all black? Johnny Jones.
Johnny Jones.
From down our road. Didn't mean the fire was cold.
No, no, no.
He burned all his fingers. He left the doctor still.
If I read the firework card, I wouldn't feel so ill.
Every year, hundreds of people end up in hospital because someone's forgotten the firework code. One of the rules is never go back to a firework once it's been lit. It could go off in your face. Pick up your copy of the firework code when you buy your fireworks. It's free.
Johnny Jones!
Johnny Jones!
From down the road!
Down
the road!
The firework code!
He burned all his fingers. He's down the doctor still.
If I read the firework code, I wouldn't fit so well.
Have you got a Coverdale Sound car sticker yet? You haven't? Then you better be quick, because we're giving them away absolutely free. Yes, that's right. And all you have to do to get your free car sticker is call us now on Todmorden 3614. Yes, it's as easy as that. Just call Todmorden 3614 for your free Coverdale Sound car sticker.
Music. 7 before 1, and here's the lovely Eartha Kitt.
When came the night I was alone, the empty bed all on my own,
won't leave me there.
Kids, she's still going strong. She must be about 60, you know. She must be. And that's her latest single, I Love Men, even at her age. Well, it's very nearly news time, and oh, look at this. I've got a couple of postcards this week, and I've forgotten to play them. This one says, Dear Dave Scott, please play any smoochy record for our mum and dad. That's Nancy and Robert Richmond at around about 12:45. Oh, a little bit late. Am I forgiven? Right, okay then. It comes from Stephanie, Joanne, and Gavin Richmond of 1A Joshua Street. Look at this bit on the bottom. It says, P.S. We think you're a lot better looking than Mike Reed. No, don't laugh. Some people do anything to get a record played on wireless, you know. They will, honest, yes. Settle down. Right, anyway, thank you very much to Stephanie, Joanne and Gavin of 1A Joshua Street, right here in Toddy. I'm going to play that smoochy record for you in a moment for Mum and Dad. But first of all, let's get rid of Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius and Capricorn before we forget. Now, Libra, a sudden invitation is indicated and you'll travel to see a friend or a relation. Be wary of disclosing certain matters until those concerned have reached a decision. Scorpio, now a chance meeting could result in you meeting someone who will form a meaningful relationship with you. Oh! Still at it. Oh, by the way, take full advantage of a stroke of financial luck that's coming your way. And Sagittarius, if someone asks you probing questions, you don't wish to answer, don't tell the truth. All right. Don't give anything away, though. Watch your diet, because digestive trouble is shown. No more cream cakes for you this week. And finally, Capricorn, a younger person may be very agitated by a sudden offer. You'll have to give practical advice and urge common sense. And also for Capricorns, a letter will put a doubt in your mind. Don't let it worry you. Thank you. That's your lot for the stars and horoscopes. And here's that smoochy record for Mum and Dad.
With you. Tonight, God is wrong.
me go, babe. She sounded quite sober there, didn't she? Aren't I wicked? Kathy Kirby and Secret Love, which was a huge hit in 1963, and it's her birthday. She's 44 years old this coming Saturday, the 20th of October. 44 years old. Well, we've a couple of seconds to kill before the news. Do you think I'll have a quick hum? Yes, I'll just hum a little tune, shall we? Thank you.
Hey, that was great, guys.
It was fabulous, that. Well, it's news time now. Bang on time.
Pumpernickel Police Station is likely to operate on a part-time basis very shortly. The Hebden Bridge Light Opera Society is facing closure, and the Calder Valley MP, Mr. Donald Thompson, is pressing for action to be taken over the poor condition of streets in shade. We'll have details of these stories and others coming up after the latest national and international news from London.
Police investigating the bomb explosion at the Grand Hotel in Brighton are questioning a man who was detained yesterday at Liverpool Airport. He's being held under the Prevention of Terrorism Act and has been taken to Brighton to help with inquiries. The police say he was detained shortly before the departure of a flight to Dublin. Firemen working in the wreckage of the Grand Hotel have recovered a fourth body from the building. It has not yet been identified. Of those injured, the Trade and Industry Secretary, Mr. Norman Tebbit, is said to be very comfortable. His wife, Margaret, has back and neck injuries, and doctors say it's too early to be sure whether she'll be paralysed permanently. The condition of the government chief whip, Mr. John Wakeham, is described as stable. His wife was one of the four people killed in the explosion. The United States has again called on the Soviet Union to attend new arms limitation talks. The move follows an announcement from Moscow that long-range cruise missiles are now being deployed on Soviet strategic bombers and submarines. Our Washington correspondent says the Russians seem to be indicating that they're not convinced by the more conciliatory approach adopted recently by President Reagan. The talks between the two sides in the coal industry are to continue tomorrow at the offices of the Conciliation Service, ACAS. The Mine Workers Union has, according to its president, Mr. Arthur Scargill, put forward more proposals. The coal board chairman, Mr. Ian McGregor, has said he's been encouraged by the talks.
And Sir David Sinclair with the local news. Tomlin Police Station is likely to operate on a part-time basis very shortly. Chief Superintendent Trevor Davey, head of the Halifax Division of the West Yorkshire Police, has this week confirmed that the opening hours of the police station in Tomberden are likely to be reduced. However, in a statement he went on to stress that the move would improve the policing of the town, as there was no intention to reduce the manpower. And Chief Superintendent Davey is to attend a meeting of the Tomberden Town Council's General Purposes Committee on November the 7th to explain in detail the proposals for policing the area. The request for him to attend was made by the committee at its August meeting after Councillor Owen Jennings of Tomberden reported that there were rumours in the town that the police station was to reduce its opening hours. The Hebden Bridge Light Opera Society is in danger of folding after 66 years. This follows a record loss of nearly £1,000 on the last show, Applause, earlier this month in the cinema. Less than 800 people attended the five performances, which cost £2,000 to stage. And a meeting of the society is to be held in the rehearsal rooms in Garden Square on Wednesday, October the 31st, to consider the winding up. And the financial plight of the society has been made worse by Calderdale Council's decision to increase the rent of its rehearsal rooms from £100 to more than £500 a year. The Hebden Bridge Light Opera Society was formed in 1918 and staged its first show, The Nautical Knot, the following year. The West Yorkshire County Council is seeking a tightening up of the law on the sale of second-hand gas and electrical goods. Members of the Consumer Protection Committee agreed to press the government to introduce new regulations. Concern was expressed about the upsurge of second-hand sales. And currently, a buyer can make a civil claim if items bought don't reach a certain standard. However, the 1961 Consumer Protection Act and the 1978 Consumer Safety Act applied to electrical goods, but not to gas goods. And the County Council particularly wants safety standards to apply equally to the latter. Structural repairs to a bridge over the River Calder in Tomberden will affect local traffic, Tomberden Police have claimed this week. Contractors for the West Yorkshire County Council will start work on the Stansville Road area of Tomberden tomorrow morning, and structural repairs to the bridge between Burnley Road and Dalton Street are expected to last for 12 months. And only one-way traffic travelling towards Burnley Road will be allowed to use the section between Burnley Road and Dalton Street. The section of the road along the bridge will become single carriageway and subject to a weight limit of 3 tonnes for all vehicles except those run by emergency services. And finally, Coal the Valley MP Mr. Donald Thompson wants to see a manpower services scheme created to clear up the streets of Shade. Since resurfacing work has been carried out by the West Yorkshire County Council in the area, residents have been up in arms about the condition of the road's surfaces. They claim that gravel has not been spread evenly over the tar and that residue has been tramped into their homes, ruining their clothes and shoes. And the MP has now asked Calderdale's chief executive, Mr. Michael Ellison, to investigate the possibility of a manpower services scheme being set up to clean up the areas in Shade. And that's Calderdale Town Local News, David Sinclair reporting. Ah, we're on.
Ah, hello. Yes, we're working.
Thank you, David, for the news there. I'm Dave. Look at the latest weather forecast. Suddenly switched my microphone off in the swipes. Well, tomorrow, sunny periods with scattered showers. Or even today. Much the same, actually. Temperatures near normal, maximum 13 degrees centigrade, 55 Fahrenheit. The winds mainly west and northwesterly, and moderate with occasionally fresh bits as well. Monday will be a little bit cloudier with periods of rain and a little bit more windy as well. Traffic and travel news, just the same old temporary traffic lights. That's at the junction between Crossstone Road and Halifax Road and Shade School. That's your lot, but it's time for part two right now.
Yeah. Have you heard Dave Scott's coming on Calderdale Sound today?
Oh, really?
Between 12 and 2.
Oh.
A Scotty on Sunday show.
Yeah.
And do you know what, Matt?
Yeah.
I've heard he's a real tasty geezer.
Dave?
It's the Dave Scott Show. Here on 217 on your friendly local radio. Yes, it's Dave Scott in the afternoon.
Yeah, okay, thank you, that'll do. Get off. That's right, 217, between 12 and 2 on a Sunday afternoon, Scotty on the wireless. My goodness. Now, come on, it's about time you got out of bed. I mean, I know it's Sunday, but you should have been up by now. You've missed David Sinclair's programme. What do you mean, good? You'll be very upset about that. You're the only one that is mine, you know. Kicking off part two of the program then, here's the new record from Sister Sledge, We Are Family.
We are family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
our family. Yes, we are Sister Sledge. And that's the Banny record. Well, you've heard it before, because it's an old one, of course. Reissued. Well, it'll be a hit this time around. We'll have to wait and see for that one. Just after 1:10 on a Sunday afternoon. And a little reminder of our competition, shall we, right now? Some great prizes. In fact, it's been sponsored by the house that Jack built. That's a new recruit, by the way, you can hear in the background. One of the Sunday girls. Right. Okay, it's been sponsored by the house that Jack built. And the prize, get a load of this. Not bad, eh? £10 drinks voucher and a trip for two to Tetley's Brewery in Leeds tomorrow evening. And to enter that competition, all you have to do is telephone us on 3614 with the answer to these three little questions. How many pints are there in the following? A kilderkin, a firkin, and a pin. I've never heard of those, to be honest. Just imagine trying to get a few pints into a pin, guy.
You need a very, very small funnel.
Say hello to a few more people after this next track of music. Stay tuned to your wireless sets if you've called us already today on 3614. The lines are still open, of course, right through until 6 o'clock today. Any bits of information, requests, anything at all. This is the stuff for a Sunday afternoon, isn't it? Smoochy stuff.